We are learning Masechtas Beya, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. And we're beginning on top of the Amud, a new Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Mevihim Eitzim Min Asada. You could gather Eitzim, wood, for fuel on Yontif from the field, Min HaMechunas. If it's piled up already and it's already in one place, Min HaKarfif, I feel Min HaFuzer. But if you get it taken from an enclosure called a Karfif, then even if it's spread out, you're allowed to gather it and bring it in for fuel. Ezu karfif, what has the shame of a karfif? Kosh somach liyeh, div Rabbi Yehuda, anything that's close to the city, which Rashi says mamish, is right next to the city, that's called a karfif. The Rosh says it's within 70 amos, it's enough. Div Rabbi Yehuda, that's somach liyeh. Rabbi Yehesi Eimer, kosh nechnosim lo yeh paisechas, anything that has a lock, the enclosure, but Philip said Chum Shabbos doesn't be next to the city. As long as it's within 2,000 amos of the city, it also has din of a karfif. That means our Mishnah says that in a soda, the only time you're allowed to gather eitzim if it's already mechunas. But a karfif, even if it's mefuzu, what's a karfif? A machlekes, what is din of a karfif? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be not right next to the city. According to Rabbi Yosi, as long as it has a lock and it's within the Chum Shabbos, it's considered next to the city. And we'll see the Gemara will explain exactly. What do you need for your Yehuda? Do you need a lock or no lock? But al-Kapam, that's what our Mishnah says. Now, what's the problem? What are we handling here? Gathering aids, and what's the problem here? So Rashi learns, it's a problem of muksa. That if something's in the field that's not mechunis, so then it's a problem of muksa. That he wasn't galidas, that he wants to be samech on this wood, and therefore it has a problem of muksa. Mashenkin v'is mechunis. If it's in one place, then it's not a problem muksa. Mashenkin by a karfif, even though it's spread out, since it's mishtamer, since it's watched, so therefore he's samech on that, and he wasn't maksadaitif, it's not muksa. That's how Rashi learns this Mishnah. And Taisa Zakasha, what happened to the issa called ma'amer? There's an issa, av malach, one of the lemetas av malachas, is called ma'amer. The gathering. So why do you have that problem here of gathering on yontif? So the Taisa's answer is that the emur is only the makom shegayim sham. The whole isra of amir is only a place where it grows. Here, these eitzim don't grow in the field; they're just spread out there. It doesn't grow there, and therefore, there's no problem of amir. That's the way we learn from Rashi and Taisus. The Ran actually learns that is the issue in the Mishnah. The issue in the Mishnah is the isra of amir. That's what the Ran learns, and he explains that amir is not always mutan yontif. And this type of ma'amr is liyom rabim. Therefore, the issa in the Mishnah is not muksa. We're handling the issa ma'amr. Look at the Ram for a second pshat. We'll go Rashi's pshat that the issa is also muksa. And we're saying if it's mechunis in the soda, then it's not muksa. And the karfif, even the mefuzer, will be not muksa. Talk to the Gemara. Amar Avudah Mashmul. Eim evim eitzim, elam ha-mechunosim shevekarfif. Avudah Mashmul says, you need tarti l'tavusa. You need two things that are going in your benefit. First of all, it's mechunis. And second of all, it's in a karfif. It's an enclosure. That's the only time I'll take the eitzim. You need both milas. How can Rabbi Shmuel say this is the halacha? Our Mishnah says not like that. Our Mishnah says that from a karfif, if you take it from a karfif, it could be even for zarim. If the eitzim are spread out and they're not in one place, still it's not muksa. So the Gemara, mastisim yichidahi. Our Mishnah is the yichidah. Because we show from a brisa that our Mishnah is one Tana's version of the halachas, the Tana and the Brisa. Amram Shimon Elazar, Leinechlu by Sham Vesilal. You see, Rav Shimon Elazar is talking. He's a yachid. He says, Leinechlu by Sham Vesilal. I'm a fazarim shemasadis. They didn't argue. Fazarim shemasadis. That's pasuk shemavim. He has no mila. Val mechnasim shemakarfif has two milas shemavim. Em agrees he bring. I'm a nechlu. I'm a fazarim shemakarfif. Spread out in a karfif. Or it's gathered in one place, Shivasadis, Shivasham Emrim Lo Yavi, or we Silam Yavi, and we pass like Vesilal. So that's Hashem Ralaza's version of the Machlaikis. We pass like Vesilal. The farm Mishnah says, like Hashem Ralaza, that Soda Yinim Mechunas and Karfif Yinim Mefuzah. But the Tanakam of Hashem Ralaza, like the Rosh speaks out, holds that they argue by Mechunasim Shiva Karfif when it has two Tarakhil Tavusa. Beisham says no good, and Vesilal says, It is enough. It is enough. Vesil holds that's what you need is enough, and that's what you need according to Tanakama. And Rav Yehuda Mashmul was passing the Tanakama that the only time it's not muksa if you have tarti l'tavusa, two things that are good. First of all, it's in the karfif, and second of all, it is mechunus. That's the Tanakama Shita of Rav Shimon Bar Elazar, and our Mishnah is going with Rav Shimon Bar Elazar. But Rav Yehuda Mishmuel is passing the Tanakama, and therefore we need both things, Mechonasim Shiva Karfech, in order to be Mutta. Now, what we have a problem of Sada Mechonas, 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 it shouldn't be Muksa. So the Rosh Hashanah speaks out because he's scared, in his mind, he's scared someone's going to steal it. It's open, someone's going to steal it, and therefore he's going to see Echdas in it, and that's why it's still a problem of Muksa. If it's in the Sada, that's Mechunas, not like our Mishnah. That's where the Mishmul is passing. The only time you could do it is in Mechunas and Mekarpa.
It means more like a Miyayish than a
Mesiach Das. Yeah, same thing. It's Miyayish, therefore it's Mesiach Das, so it's Muksa. How many Shalom Muksa here? How many Shalom Kindins here? Kiyami, yeah. Yeah, since his kids are stolen, so he doesn't think about it for his fuel on Yom Tov. Omarava, Ali Konam Ali Kfanam. These are wood, they're very light. These leaves of reeds or branches of reeds or gefanim or vines, afagav the mechafilu, even if it's gathered or moistly and sitting there, keeping the madly zikas, since the wind will come and vadlu it spread it out, kimi fuzarim dami has the same din as mufuzarim and it's vasurim it's also, and Rashi Shitosa explains, a few loy pazaros meruach, even if the ruach did not spread it out yet, the mistumble is some chadaite, some vadalazika. The mind is not same of das. He thinks the wind's gonna blow it away, and therefore it's the same var. It's a muksta gavar that he's not same of das. He is not same of das. But the Gemara says, put a paperweight in it. We asked the mono of Masvala, put a keli on it to hold it down. Then he's same of das, shapadami, that's not a problem of muksa. Now, we look the more about it. The Mishnah said that a karfif is good, and our Mishnah says even mefuzer. We had a Gemara dafka mechunas. But what's a karfif? So it's not like this. Rav Yehuda says karfif is kosher samachliyer. Rav Yosi says if it has a lock, a filip secha tchum shabbos is mutter even within 2,000 amos. So the Gemara wants to just explain and get clear what is Rav Yehuda shita and Rav Yosi shita over here. Abaylu hechi ko amar. What does he mean, Rav Yosi? What does Rav Yosi and what does Rav Yehuda mean? Eich kama, kol shesomach li'er Yehuda stei pesachas. Does Rav Yehuda mean that you need two things? He first has to be somach li'er the karfif, and it has to have a lock. But also Rav Yosi, the main man, Rav Yosi comes to say, oh, it has a lock? If it has a lock, it will be within Tum Shabbos. Kivin stei pesachas, it will be within Tum Shabbos nami, even within Tum Shabbos. Maybe, Rav Yehuda holds you need a lock also. Why didn't he speak it out? Because stam karfif has a lock. And Rav Yosi comes to say, you know what? If it has a lock, it could be within 2,000 amos also. It doesn't be somach li'er. And if it's somach le'ir, then you don't need a lock. That's what Rav Yehuda was saying. It's right next to the city. So the karfif is right next to mamash. Right outside the city, the first thing outside the city you encounter is this enclosure. The Rosh is within 70 amos of the city. That's the Rosh learns. And there are Rishayim who learn other shiurim also. But somach is close to the air. So Rav Yehuda is coming to say like two coolers. First of all, he's saying if it has a lock, it could be within Tchum Shabbos. And if it doesn't have a lock, the Samuch doesn't need a lock. That would be one pshat, Rav Yosi. Rav Yehuda holy need both. Oh, Yidil Mahach Kama. Kol Shamuch Le'ir. Meir Yehuda is saying you don't need a lock. Everything's totally in one thing. Next to the city. Oh, Yidil Mahach Kama. Kol Shamuch Le'ir. Bein Ister Pesachas. Bein Lester Pesachas. The halacha is that is called the karfif. But also Rav Yosi Le'Meir. Rav Yosi comes to say, Afilu B'Seich Tchum Shabbos. And even Seich Tchum Shabbos. But for the second shot, Rabbi Yosi is saying that everything's totally in a lock. Rabbi Yehuda is saying everything's totally in somach. Somach, you don't need a lock. And Rabbi Yosi is saying, no, everything's totally in a lock. We have a lock going further. Everything's totally in a lock on the car.
I can basically agree with you, Yehuda, but say that if it has a key, that can go even further.
That was the first shot. That was the first shot, yeah.
Well, you need both.
No. First, Rav Yehuda needs both. But also, Rav Yosi Le'Meir Mar, Kivin Se Pesachas, Zos Eves Shabbos. He's being make on him on two things.
A combination of both.
What do you mean? Because that's one side also. It's Rehuda's side. It's a combination of both. So, the second shot is, Dafka, if it's a combination of both, could you go... He's saying everything's totally in the lock. Everything's totally in the lock. And even further than Tchum Shabbos is enough. So that's the two talking over here. Right.
If it didn't have a
lock, it's no good.
Why can he say if it doesn't have a lock, he can agree with Rabbi Yehuda?
Because he says, Kol Shenachon Rabbi Pesach, it's not
a lock. Only because it has a key.
Only because it has a key, exactly.
It doesn't have a key, he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Why have to say
it? Well, he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda.
Maybe he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, but it doesn't have a key.
It doesn't have a key. That's in the first pshat. That's the first pshat. You're right. That's one of the stardom of the Gemara. It's two stardom. That's the only pshat? That's your kashrut, the only pshat? No. You hear the two stardom. It's the other tzad. That's the first tzad, what you're saying. So we have here two two pshatim where Rabbi Yitzchak coming to say on Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara say Tashma, and in Tashma it's going to be a third sad really. Tashma, midetani Rabbi Yisrael mekol shenichnasim loy v'pesachas v'afilu v'seich tchum Shabbos. Shema min Rabbi Yisrael tarit l'kula kama. Zok the Gemara that since he says kol shenichnasim loy v'pesachas v'afilu v'seich tchum Shabbos, so we see he's saying two kulas. Why? Rashi explains like this. If you just wanted to say everything's totally in a lock, you should have just said, kol shenichnasim pesachas go in. I would understand, kol means everything, wherever you are. Why did that add on Philip Shabbos? So since he adds Philip Shabbos, he's adding on that the lock will help for being far. And close, you don't need a lock. So he's saying two kulas, tartil kula. And Rashi explains, so that's like the first sad in the Gemara. But Rashi explains that from Rabbi Yisi, you also see Pshan Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda obviously holds that you don't even need a lock. You don't even need a lock because if that was the if his whole vart was that you it says Rabbi Yisayme kol shenichnas loy v'pesachas. Why does he have to add on? Why did he have to say a filip? If his ikav vart was like this, you're talking about a lock, but I'm saying for you a filip so tchum shabbos. Why does he have to say kol shenichnas loy v'pesachas? He should just say on Rabbi Yehuda. For you, a filler of tchum Shabbos. That should be his ikker emphasis, because Yehuda's talking about a case of a lock. So you see from where Rabbi is talking is, that Yehuda's not talking about a lock either. So it comes out, Rashi explains this, Yehuda has a kula also. Yehuda holds, everything's telling him samach the ear. You don't need a lock. Rabbi Yehuda says like this, if it has a lock, then it could be even far away. And if it doesn't have a lock, it could be close by. So it comes out, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, tied to the kula, and if he is sad, Rabbi Yehuda also holds you don't need a lock. So this is a third tzad. Because before we said, Lefid tzad that Rabbi Yehuda is making by both, Rabbi Yehuda held you need a lock. Now we're saying no, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, you don't need a lock at all. You don't need a lock at all. Like Rashi says, at the end of this Rashi, he says that Rabbi Yehuda the loy boyi tarati, Yehuda does not need both. Nami mereshi Rabbi Yehuda shvami no. Medinok akosun akrosun lava pesachas. Keeping the kula pesachas islof, haven't held a pesachas, the bar lele mister, Rabbi Yisrael, by filling pesachas on Shabbos. Why do I have to repeat that? Teretz is, doesn't hold that either. So it comes out lemaisa, the Rabbi Yisi holds, tarati lekula, like Moshe wanted. That for one pesachas alone is enough, wherever you are, even far, and some of the ear is enough for our pesachas. Zog to Gemara, Shmami no. Rabbi Yisi, tarati lekula, kama Shmami no. Om Rav Salom, Rav Yim, Yaloch, Rabbi Yisi, lehokul, Yipaskin, Rabbi Yisi, lekula, we pass going to raise the kula. Either kula is enough. Either one's enough. If we have a pesachas, it's enough to make it call a karfif. And like we said in our mishnah, karfif helps mefuzer. According to Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, karfif is only together with mechanosim. And you have another kula. Some clear helps even without a lock. Zok the mishnah vayta. Ein mevakim etzim loy min akayros, but loy min akayros shenisper b'yomtiv. So the words of the mishnah sounds like you can't crack wood on Yontif. You can't crack wood, not from beams, and not from a beam that broke on Yontif. You cannot crack these beams on Yontif to make the firewood smaller than twigs. You're not allowed to do it on Yontif. The aim of vacuum, you're not allowed to crack with a cardon, not with an axe, with a megero, not with a saw, with a magel, not with a sickle, ela bekupitz, only with a meat cleaver. And obviously the mishnah is a little bit of stira. What? We just said you can't crack, chop wood. Then we say that you shouldn't use this and that. But you can't chop wood. So the Gemara, like the Gemara Kashva, I'm a Tereisha, I'm a vacuum klal. How do you learn this Gemara? The mishnah says, I'm a vacuum klal. Then the mishnah fears us, the kardoim or megeira on this. But I'm a Tereisha, I'm a vacuum klal. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mashmua, Chsuri Mechsua. The mishnah is missing a little bit. Vachtani, ein mevakin min asoyer shel kairos. You're not allowed to use vakim etzim not from a soyer shel kairos. What does that mean? It means you have a whole beams that came in for construction. They're sitting in a row. You're not allowed to use those beams for firewood. Why? Because they're muksa machzor and kis. And v'loy min akairos is rav yontiv. You're also not allowed to use a kaira that broke on yontiv. Why? Because that's also a type of muksa. It's like noilat. It's muksa also. It became firewood on Yontif. The first case is because it's muksa machzor and kis. The second one is because it became firewood on Yontif. It's noilad, so it's muksa. Doesn't say in the Mishnah you can't crack wood. The Gemara in the Hamei thought you can't crack wood because it's a tircha. No, if I let it crack wood if you need it for Yontif. In the Hamei, we thought so. What's the lashon mishmar of Yontif? It's like a zu Ve'ein tzarech lo'em azu. It would mean like, ein mevakim eitzim, you're not like crack eitzim, lo'em not kairis at all, you're not like crack eitzim with tercha, ve'lo'em not kairis v'yontif, which has also a problem with muksa. That's more of the havenya thought. Where is it? No, you're allowed to crack eitzim. It's not a problem with tercha. What does it mean? Ein mevakim eitzim, kairis, because it's muksa. Ve'ein mevakim kairis, it's v'yontif, also because muksa. Ukashem evakin, when you have kairis that are not muksa, and you want to crack it, ein mevakim lev kardoim, shouldn't use an axe, like a magol, shouldn't use a sickle, but like a megera, not a saw, el of a cooper, it's only with a cleaver. Why? Because it's not prepared, it's not ready, it's not muksa. Now the place is not based on a base. The Gemara brings down this Mishnah as a raya that stam Mishnah, Mesech's base, Rabbi Yehuda holds a muksa. So Taisus speaks out, and that base and base, Divin Maschel Ein, the third Taisus in that base and base, says, Loi ma'isi mereisha de'im evakim kairos. That's not a riot that we're going on with Rav Yehuda. Why? Da ayri besoyosh a kairos. They have a muksa machsaron kiss. It's a muksa machsaron kiss. V'hal kuli al moida for Rav Shimon. Everyone's moida. Ela ma'isi mesefa loi minai kairos yishbara. Bring a riot from the sefa where it's kaira shenishbara on yantiv. And there, that must be like Rav Yehuda. Frey Taisus, I'm telling Rav Shimon, ene mate el b'yeshiv metzapa. You waiting for the beam to break? He says that if it broke on Yontif, it must have been Re'uah before Yontif. Did we have Yeshiv Mitzapa there? But what I'm saying is, Mishnah is, they're like Rav Yehuda, the racers, that's Muksa Machsar and Kiss. In Vakim Nasar, Yeshiv Kairis. Limit that Kairis is Rav Yontif. It's going according to Rav Yehuda because it broke on Yontif. It started off the day as a Kaira, and it ended off the day, in the middle of the day, turned into firewood. That's Muksa according to Rav Yehuda.